Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Describe the ruckus, sir.
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a Monday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of the show, whether you're listening on 1080 AM or watching along YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. You can be a part of the show there on YouTube, on Twitch, or you can text in 503-864-6326 and you can let us know your thoughts, feelings, and whatever we're talking about, including the old hot foot. Like one listener said, he caught a friend's polyester pants on fire doing this.
Goodness,
the old
gracious.
Hot foot that we talked about last segment.
Just setting people on fire, huh?
Setting inanimate just objects on fire that are adjacent to said person.
Quite literally attached to a person.
Loosely with gum.
The story was that we got on the text line was caught his friend's pants on fire.
Polyester, quite flammable. Also, I think it melts and sticks to you a little bit.
Oh, that... It'd be brutal.
Yeah, of all the things to have catch on fire, that's not a great one.
No, it goes up quick.
Yeah, no, it's stinky.
Goes up quick.
You went down to Eugene and caught the Oregon spring game. And what we talked about early in the show, whole lot of people there, over 40,000.
Yeah, it was a good environment. I mean, there was a lot of
folks. Set the stage for us, Mr. Hera.
It was more people than I was expecting, especially because there was like some rain in the forecast. But outside of that, like game wise, we actually saw a football game. And when football games happen,
sports pants get tight.
Injuries tend to happen as well. A couple guys got dinged up. Kobe Savage went out early, the transfer from Kansas State at safety. I was really excited to see Savage out on the field because he is a downhill run support type safety who also is really good and kind of ball hawking in the back end of the defense. He goes down early, and Lanning said afterwards that, you know, they're not quite sure about the extent of all of them. It doesn't seem like anything was too serious. Trayshawn Holden went down with an ankle that has kind of been bothering him throughout the course of spring as a whole. But other than that, you saw, I think offensive lineman went down at one point. None of it seems to be too bad. Jerry Mixon got kicked in the downstairs region. And he came back, and he was actually back in the game.
Nobody carted off. Nobody out there looking like Chris Finch.
Yeah, you have ruptured his patellar tendon.
Ugh.
Getting run into by Conley on the sideline last night. Ugh. T-Wolves coach going to be on like a scooter probably.
Yeah, no, he'll probably be
crutching it up. Actually, he won't be on a scooter
because you can't bend the knee. Yeah,
he'll have to be totally flexed out. Oof, that's a game changer. Yeah. But outside of that, like we talked about this on Friday, which was things that we were looking forward to, and all eyes were obviously going to be on quarterback. Mm-hmm. And it was I cautioned this, and it bears repeating. There was going to be pressure. The edge rushers and the defensive line for Oregon and interior defensive line was something that I was really looking forward to seeing because you're not quite sure what you're going to get out of the interior defensive line. Think of the guys that they're missing from that interior defensive line, whether it's Brandon Dorlus, Popo Amavai, Casey Rogers, mm-hmm. you know, Taki Taimani. You lost a lot of production on the interior of that defensive line. A
lot of beef.
And Jamari Caldwell, the Houston transfer, he looked really good. Keon Hudson looked really good on the interior. Ben Roberts, guys that they have a bunch of pups in there. And then they have Caldwell, who's the transfer coming in. And they were very effective up front on the defensive line. The edge rushers, like they are confident, and you can see why in 4 to 5 deep at edge, and they're just going to cycle those guys.
Mateo Iunglele being the name that people know.
I mean, well, yeah, but then you also have Tatum Tuioti. You have Omarion Winston, who guys that have played significant snaps, and then Jordan Birch, who came back for another year, and he was wildly effective as a tandem with he and Brandon Dorlus playing on the same side a lot of the time at end and edge rusher. But then Elijah Rushing, who is an early enrollee in the 5-star edge rusher out of Tucson, who came up and are making an impact. Blake Purchase has looked phenomenal on the edge. Like they really are 4 to 5 deep on the edges. And when you have, like we cautioned on Friday, the offensive line is not broken up ones versus ones are playing with the ones, you know, ones and twos and threes.
It's a mix and match.
You had starters playing alongside walk-ons. And that was apparent. And there was pressure on the quarterbacks early. And you take that pressure coming from up front, and then you add it to the processing of this offense, right? And when you're having to go through your reads and your progressions, and everybody is so used to watching Bo Nix where it was bam, bam, bam. That was not what we saw on Saturday, especially in the first half. One, because of the pressure, and two, you know, the game was going pretty fast for him. And Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore, I thought, settled in really nicely as in the second half when the game went on. But you're seeing that they have a full playbook in, and only a month and a half, 13 practices, right? There's a long way to go with those progressions. And it kind of was reminiscent of Bo Nix's first spring where everybody's like, ooh, you know, he had a pretty bad pick in the spring game and it wasn't quite as quick and as crisp. And then he came in the fall and he settled in almost from the jump, right?
Quite quickly. Because even if you remember, even after the floor mopping that Georgia put on them, Bo only had 2 bad throws in that game.
Bo was not the problem.
No,
in that game.
It was that he just didn't have the protection and that thing had to be out immediately.
Turns out like everybody from that Georgia team was drafted to the NFL.
Yeah, that defensive front was, and they only registered 1 sack in that game.
And so I look at the quarterback position. I think a lot of fans were expecting fireworks, but also, and I said this on the broadcast on Saturday, it's like, if your offense is lighting up your defense in the spring game, that's not a good thing for your defense either.
No, because the defense is supposed to be ahead of the offense. That's how it's supposed to look.
And I think what we saw was it was more encouraging from a defensive standpoint than it was an offensive standpoint. There were, however, a lot of guys that popped offensively because when you know you have a guy like Noah Whittington coming back into that backfield, Jordan James, Jaden Lamar, it was, all right, what about the new guys that are coming in? I thought Jay Harris, the Northwest Missouri State transfer running back, he has got that power, but I think a lot of people, and I remember we talked about this earlier, he's got a little bit more burst than I think people realize. Jay Harris is going to be a guy where this backfield is going to be very deep. The wide receiver position I talked about over the course of spring ball has emerged with a plethora of playmakers. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's exciting to me about what we're seeing is we know what we're getting in guys like Tez Johnson. You know what you're getting in Trayshawn Holden. Evan Stewart has been making those plays that you saw, the one-handed catch on the sideline where his toe was just barely out of bounds. He had no business catching that ball. He gets loose and gets free, and he's incredible in the open field. He is a big-time, game-changing wide receiver. But when you know what you're getting with those guys, you also take into account, all right, you still have Kyler Kasper, who's 6'7", big target on the outside. You've got Jurion Dickey, who looks a little bit more comfortable this year, and we're still waiting for that him to pop, right, and have those big plays.
Because the tools are there because of his absolute insane speed.
And he is he's a big dude, man. He's a big body. But I think that the blend that they have of size and speed going, you have matches. Their tight end room, Kenyon Sadiq is, and I've been saying this over spring, he is a man now. He is a freshman from a year ago who is a grown-ass man now. And we saw another, I think people saw the still shots of their tune-up scrimmage of him hurdling a guy on the sideline. And it was like, he looked like a track hurdler. The dude is he's probably about 235 pounds. He's like 200 pounds just from the hips down. The dude has got a trunk on him, and he's got legs that are matching the size of a big-time tight end. You also have Terrence Ferguson. He had a couple drops. He's going to be reliable as the season goes on. Patrick Herbert there as well. Their tight end room is going to be very skilled, and the thing that excites me about watching this offense is the mismatches that they can create, right? If you have Terrence Ferguson or Herbert in line as a tight end, and then you have Kenyon Sadiq, technically you have 12 personnel on the field with two tight ends, but you also will have the fact that you can't treat it like 12 personnel when both of those guys can block and beat you in the receiving game. Your defenses are going to be put in a bind with the size mismatches that they can kind of create with their size and speed, to where you're forced to play your nickel, and they're going to be able to run the ball, right? And so that is kind of, as we've seen this back recruiting, as you're building depth on your roster, you're starting to see how they're going to try to create the mismatches. The offensive line, I think, is going to be really good this year when they have their 6 or 7 rotation that is set.
That's set.
But there were holes on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's to be expected. Also, one thing that nobody ever talks about in spring games is that it's your teammates. And so you know every single one of their weaknesses. Mm-hmm. You know every single one of their strengths.
You also know
exactly what they are going to do, and you've seen it time and time again. Like, there is a little bit of that stalemate. And you saw it in the secondary, too, where receivers can get an advantage on a corner because you go up against them all the time. And when you see the same DB, you know how to set them up every single time. And there's more counters that you can do. So when guys are getting open, there is that. I thought secondary was really good, though. I think that what you saw in the secondary is going to be – there was big question marks and big shoes to fill.
And that's a question coming out on YouTube. The Ducks lost nearly all the defensive backfield. Did the young guys look competent?
I think that what we saw was a big step forward in that. Obviously, Jabbar Muhammad at corner, the UW transfer, he's going to be a dude for you.
He's the playmaker.
But what you saw from guys like – whether you can go down the list and you could say, you know, Springs or Aaron Flowers, the two youngsters that came in, gave you serviceable snaps there. Look, the secondary is where I think a lot of the questions, and rightfully so, are because of all the production that you lost. Mm-hmm. But you still have guys coming back like Tysheem Johnson and Nico Reed, which you know are established and what they are going to provide. I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, a healthy Jaleel Florence back out on the field. Or when you go to kind of down that list and, you know, Dakota Fields, who we saw sparingly. I think that and Cam Alexander, the UTSA transfer, too, are all guys that they're kind of building up those mismatches, too. Laulea, who's a 6'3 JUCO transfer, you're trying to find, you know, you have a long levered corner where when you're playing in the Big Ten, you're going to be playing like Wisconsin and Iowa at times, where they're going to want to split out a tight end. You have a big body receiver or corner that can go against those big body receivers.
Also
as well.
a corner that can tackle.
There's going to be a lot of growth that needs to happen in various positions. I think where you're feeling the most confident at and we haven't had said this in a while, but linebacker, you feel really comfortable with guys like Bosa, Justin Jacobs. Bryce Betcher is going to be coming back once baseball season is over, and he is dropping bombs on the baseball field. You feel confident at linebacker. You feel confident on your edges. You should have a little bit more of optimism coming out of that spring game based on what the interior defensive line showed and gave you. But you want to kind of see, are they going to add another piece through the portal there? And then the secondary, I think you sit back and you go, that was better than what we were kind of anticipating and expecting from the secondary. I think the skill positions offensively are electric.
And if your pass rush can generate more of a pass rush, then your secondary doesn't have to be relied upon so much more.
Yeah. I think that
it's the give and take when you push up a position group to the NFL or to graduation. If another position group can pick up some of the slack, you can ease some of the losses at those levels, at least.
Yeah. In the offensive line, there was a lot of pressure. I think they're going to be okay based on the way they split up that team, right? You had starters literally playing against
the alongside. I imagine Connerly still looked like Connerly.
Josh, and you feel okay with some of the names and the name recognition. You're returning three starters last year from a really good offensive line. Replacing your center is going to be a big one. Because
especially the last two centers have both done what?
They've gone to the NFL, and last year you had the Remington Award winner and a second-round pick in Jackson Powers Johnson. But one thing that we saw was, as Forsythe, before he took over the center position, they were playing him at guard and being that rotational piece all over the place. With Jackson Powers Johnson, he was playing alongside Alex Forsythe at the guard position, and you slide those guys over. This is in Aleik Terry and Mike Kavanaugh are two of the best offensive line minds in the country. One really old, the other very young. And they are really dang good at developing those guys. I think that what we're going to be seeing is you're probably going to see, you know, Laulu, Pancho being the center, who he's been that guy who's played alongside, and you slide him over. But you have options there. And it'll be really interesting to see what emerges out of fall camp. Not just on the offensive line, but at that quarterback position too, because whichever guy, Dillon Gabriel's extremely talented, and he is right now, he'll be QB1. But you saw what kind of pressure does. And when you have a 5'10 quarterback, it's hard, right? Yeah. It's hard. Pressure is the enemy when you have a smaller, shorter quarterback like that. But what five you have out there, I think he's your one. Dante Moore, he looked really damn good in that second half. But so did Austin Novosad. I mean, you're really comfortable at quarterback for the first time in quite some time, and that should be reassuring to Duck fans. There are plenty of things that you can look at and you want to clean up, though, from that spring game, especially up front on the offensive line, and then maybe a little bit in that back end.
And that's what the spring game's for.
That's what the spring game's for.
It's the first measuring stick. That's all it is.
You don't overreact and say, like, this is a national championship team based on what we saw in the spring. But
you're coming into late August in your last scrimmages, and there's, we've got to clean some things up. Then you're kind of, then you're worried.
It's spring ball.
Yeah, it's like, supposed to look like this.
There should be things that you need to clean up. But the worst thing that you can do is sit there and look at a position group specifically and say, uh-oh, we got some trouble there.
Yeah.
And you didn't see that on Saturday. I think they're in a good spot. And we'll see kind of what happens with the portal, because the portal closes in, 3 days?
Yeah.
And so in 3 days, when the portal closes, at that point you're going, all right, who leaves and who comes in?
Yeah.
That will be really interesting to see kind of what changes and what transpires, because they're maxed out on their scholarships right now.
Yeah. So if it's got to be somebody going before somebody else can come in on that scholarship, or somebody's foregoing a scholarship to make that happen. All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the NFL. There's a new highest paid at one of the most valuable positions in the entire league, and some more notes around the NFL draft. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Well, you and I have relented this point more times than I care to count. Travis Kelce is now the highest paid tight end in the entire NFL.
You're getting paid!
A 2-year, $34.25 million extension with most of that guaranteed next year.
Yep.
That makes his average pay about $17.12 million per year, average annual value, which gets him just above now the recently divorced Darren Waller.
And what this is it's more of a restructure than it is like an extension. They kicked it out 2 years, so technically it's an extension, but the stupid way the NFL's salary cap works is that converting to $17 million this year into guaranteed salary and you have your signing bonus and all that stuff, it actually saves the Kansas City Chiefs money in the long run, which is, look, all they are doing right now and everything that they should be doing is kicking the can down.
Optimize the window to win now.
Good, just whatever that tax bill's going to be, you're eventually going to have to pay it and you're going to be really bad after it. But it's worth it now.
Win as many Super Bowls as you can when you can while you've got Mahomes. And figured out.
You've already got three, and you've gone back-to-back. This is exactly how you do it. And now with Xavier Worthy, like, look, the Kansas City Chiefs knocked it out of the park with their draft again. Because what did they do over the last couple of years while everybody was going offense late in the first round? They were going defense. And now that their defense looks set, they go offense in the back half of the first round. And they get Xavier Worthy where they trade up with the stupid Buffalo Bills, which I don't understand. Still don't get what the Bills were thinking. But they traded with their mortal enemy and gave them exactly what they need to make their offense even more explosive.
Which is terrifying.
It does. It is.
Another team that did really well in the draft was the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, love them.
Chris Ballard, the GM, we've got two clips from him or that involve him. The first of which, the man does not like sources, anonymous sources in the NFL. The one thing I love about Ballard is he speaks his mind. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, A.D. Mitchell is the guy he's talking about here who the Texas wide receiver is every bit of a first-round talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he slid down
52nd overall
in the draft because of anonymous sources.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bullshit. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
I don't, but I do.
But what he's talking about is the negative reporting on players that happens in the weeks leading up to the draft that is supposed to drive general consensus and public consensus on a player down by having the negative marks on their record. Now, was it Laramie Tunsil, the gas mask?
The gas mask.
Literally took him from a first-round pick to out of the draft.
I think he went 13th.
Tangential charges.
Yeah, and that was Lyle Collins.
Lyle Collins, that's what it was. I don't know why I always get Tunsil and Collins mixed up.
Where it was his ex-girlfriend was murdered. Well, was because just, they were offensive linemen who plummeted in the draft.
Yes, based on what they were supposed to be.
Almost, I think it may have been back-to-back years.
Yeah. And that was purposefully.
Yeah, well, the Lyle Collins was because an agent. No, the Laramie Tunsil one was his stepdad leaked it because he thought he was going to be getting a payday, and they were like, no. The Lyle Collins was just like Baton Rouge police wanted to talk to him because he had talked to his ex-girlfriend. He wasn't a suspect. No, he wasn't just a person of interest.
They just wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, like what frame of mind was mm-hmm. she in? Did she say that she was going anywhere? Like surface-level information.
Yes.
And because he wasn't even, I don't even think he was around.
No.
But that report just being out there, boom, stock plummeted. With A.D. Mitchell, he's got a bad attitude. He's a wide receiver.
Of course he's got a bad attitude. The ones that don't are the ones that stand out.
They said that he had some character issues and not being a great teammate and all that stuff. Those were, and this is, to Ballard's point, the BS of the NFL is that teams will leak that, so they fall to him, mm-hmm. and then you take him, and you're like, boom, got a really good player
and
where
then you
we
get up,
before.
Yeah, you get up on the stage and go, you know, we don't really care about those character issues when you were probably the one who leaked it.
Oh, so did Chris Ballard leak the information?
That'd be
great if he goes on that rant, but the guy, like all these reporters like, what the? Like, come on, man.
Every accusation is a confession.
Yeah, just, you know. I'm just saying, look, I'm not saying he's lying. I'm just saying not out of the realm of possibilities.
Maybe.
Not out of the realm of possibilities. The flip side of all this is all the negative stuff is when you get the draft day phone calls.
Oh, so good.
And I absolutely love it. Matt Gunkovis, the tackle from Pittsburgh, was also drafted by the Colts. And legendary phone call.
Matt.
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome to Indy, man. This is Chris Ballard, GM. We're picking you right here, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It,
we are excited to get you, man. We moved up to make sure we didn't lose you in the next few picks, man. You're going to do great here.
Let's go. I'm a Colt, baby. I'm a Colt, baby.
There's no doubt you're going to fit in, big guy.
Thank you. Regret it. You won't regret it.
Attaboy. You're my type of guy. Hold on. I'll put the head coach, Coach Steichen, on, okay?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Coach?
You guys fired up? I can hear that family. We're fired up, too.
Yes, sir.
I absolutely love it.
I love that he just drops like 8 F-bombs and Ballard's like, you're going to fit right
you're
in here.
Fit right
like,
in.
You are going to be one of us.
Big dumb lineman. Perfect. We love you.
And he looks exactly like
you think he looks.
What you think a yes. Pitt offensive lineman would look like.
100%.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
The Colts may be doing something right.
Look.
The
Colts look good going forward. And that's kind of been the story of the NFL draft. It's not just the Colts. With the exception of the Falcons, Everyone came out of this draft feeling good, looking good.
Boy, isn't that the goal, though? Because you've never seen any of these guys play.
Yeah. But no, we usually have 5 or 6 teams where we go, what the hell were they doing?
The stone cold reality is that a lot of these guys are probably going to suck.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be great.
No.
But at the same time, like, you're sitting there, you're going, well, it fits. Like,
the
evaluation
process is fit for the first time almost across the board.
Like, even down to the quarterbacks. And now there's a report out there that J.J. McCarthy, they don't want to start him immediately in Minnesota. It's like, oh, no way.
Downplaying expectations for that guy, huh? No way.
But the fits actually make sense.
Sure.
You know, like if Bo Nix goes to Vegas and not Denver, you're sitting there, you're like, I don't know if that works. Yeah. I don't see how that works. But he didn't. He ends up in Denver where it makes
the
sense.
The coach makes sense.
The coach, the system, the pieces that are going to be around him moving forward. Like, you're like, okay, I get
Look,
that.
There's more weapons in Vegas, but Antonio Pierce is not, that's not his kind of quarterback. That's not a Raiders-style quarterback.
And even teams that, like, New England goes and gets Drake May at the very beginning of their draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then what they end up doing is they go and they get wide receivers after that. They get Jalen Polk. They get Caden Wallace, the tackle out of Penn State, which you desperately need. You go and you get a guard after that, and then you get Javon Baker out of UCF, which a lot of guys have him as like a sleeper of the draft where he's going to kind of fly under the radar. He's a yak guy and a run after catch guy. They end up making moves that make sense afterwards, and you're like, thank you. That you're addressing your needs in a smart way across the board.
Even a team like Washington, where there are plenty of detractors to Jaden Daniels, but Mike Samristal was the corner from Michigan, and it was, I think it was Saban or Belichick, I can't remember which broadcast I was watching at the time, called him arguably the best and toughest player in college football. I think it was Saban who said it, that he was like, that dude right there, that's a guy that you come home out of your draft and you're like, we did good because we got that guy because he's that good. He's that tough. He's that much of a culture guy. And I was like, huh, the Commanders are doing things smartly. Even if they are the basketball team or the team run by basketball executives, you know who they're not run by anymore? Daniel freaking Snyder.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So you just kind of put your hands up and go, all right.
Well, at least you don't have that going for you.
All right, coming up next, I'm going blind in this next segment, and as I was told to, it's John Kruk telling more baseball stories. And listen, I'm always in for a Kruk story. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with a SportsCenter story of his own.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
I'm told that we have incredible audio, and I was told to not listen to it ahead of time, of John Kruk telling a story about the time he played at a Mexican prison.
Yeah, this is fantastic, and this story will come from the one and only year that Kruk played in the Mexican League.
The Mexican Penal League?
It was in 1986. But this is where baseball, it just lives up to the storytelling, because John Kruk, amazing Major League Baseball
career. Also, amazing storyteller.
And no one would think that he would be even playing in like the off season during the Mexican leagues, but here we are.
Did I ever tell you about the playing the prison team and when I was playing a winter ball
in Mexico?
We had exhibition game every year against a prison team at the prison.
Yeah.
Well, they let me lead off just to get me out of the way, you know.
Swing and a miss.
You know, spring training, let a guy lead off just so he can get another at bat or whatever. It's a strikeout for Kyle. But so I go up there to bat. The catcher don't have any catcher's gear on. And I said, he spoke English too. I said, you don't have no gear? He goes, no. No mask, no nothing. I'm like, well, I'm not going to hit with this dude. Ain't got no catcher's gear on. Right? So we get an extra pair of our catcher had an extra set of gear, so he let him use it. So then I'm asking,
did he keep it?
No. But then I asked him, I said, it lefty pitch, he threw like hard. That's what it reminded me of. He kid threw hard, just pitcher. So I asked the catcher, I said, what did he do? He's out, he found his girlfriend cheating. He burned up her car with her and her boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So you then just did 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
There's a line drive to left field by Turner. Now that's going to go all the way to the wall, and Turner is going to glide to second base. He's got his...
Very uncomfortable at bat.
You're at bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. There's probably a lot of things that were running through your head.
Yeah, like, get me the heck out of here. But then we went in there and ate with them afterwards in the prison in the thing, right? And they said, when you walk in, make sure you keep your hand on your hat. I don't know. I don't get it, you know. Man, I walked in. I thought they were going to take patches of hair. They were trying to rip my hat off, these prisoners.
Because like, they wanted the hat or your hair?
The hat. And I told our manager, I said, we can't do this anymore. I love a good competitive game, but this is like survival, man.
Johnny Cash did. He went to the prison.
Yeah, he also had a boy named Sue. And...
No balls and one strike to Harper.
Just like
that's a very especially when he tells the part where like, yeah. Well, he put his girlfriend and the guy in the car and lit him on fire.
Yep.
And then it's a long line drive to left, a strong high fly ball to left of Castellanos.
Yeah, our newest Nick Castellanos
moment. Oh my that God.
I love how Kruk just casually just brings it up to you. Like, ever tell you this story about when we played in Mexican prison? It's like, what?
You just hear him pour another drink in the background.
Okay, here we go. Buckle up, everybody.
That's why baseball's the talking game.
And the thing that makes me so happy about it is how close we actually were to the longest yard. I mean, like the longest yard, it seems completely unfathomable. No, in 1986, they were doing that with like some big leaguers would go down and play in a Mexican prison in an exhibition game.
I wish we had the prisoner in the booth situation.
I don't think that guy's getting out after setting his girlfriend and her boyfriend on fire. I think he's in there forever.
John Redcorn in the new longest yard? Where he just sits there and doesn't say a word.
Could be, yeah.
John Redcorn's from King of the Hill. That Boomhauer.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's I got Boomhauer on the brain. But he sits there. Feel free to chime in anytime. This was Chris Berman. Okay. That's all you get out.
One of my favorite John Kruk-isms, too, was years ago he was on David Letterman, and Letterman asked him something about being a professional athlete, and he just said, I'm not an athlete. I play baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, John Kruk is a legend. And think of that. He had that hat on. And we know 1986, John Kruk, he had a mullet flow. Like, he had great
that
flow
thing
through
was
his
incredible.
Entire career. Like, this is... and he was just sitting there like, oh, my God. Could he just politely decline going and eating in the prison mess hall? Imagining you're not getting good food there. You're not going to be getting good food. And, look, this is the same guy who ended up playing with Lenny Dykstra. So he was probably like, you know, should we try to get that lefty out of prison? I mean, if he can throw hard enough, like, maybe, just maybe.
Although I guess in a Mexican
prison.
But you
can throw a Molotov cocktail pretty far.
You're eating in a Mexican prison. How bad can the tacos be?
It's true. Although you might want to question where the meat comes from.
Who's missing today?
Just going to say, you know. lingua might be the wrong tongue.
Yeah, have we done our daily head count?
That's actually a good point.
Just, you know, depends on how deep you get out there, right? You know.
The steak's a little gamey.
Oh, man. Yeah, that audio is great. And we're only in April. I can't wait to see what, you know, NBC Sports Philly feeds us from John Kruk come mid-July.
I need more Mexican Penal League.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We need more stories from there. Because that's not the only one.
Kruk's not the only one who played in that.
No.
100%.
We need more Kenny Powers-esque stories. And that would have been a great storyline for Kenny Powers when we went and played in Mexico.
Kenny Powers is actually the pitcher.
He's not that far off.
You know?
He ain't that far off.
I'm just saying. That'd be a fun one to kind of riff a little back and forth on. You know, nothing there. All right, when we come back, we'll get ready for Isaac Asu to come up here next on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, today's show with a little bit more news out of Major League Baseball is the Major League Baseball Players Union has decided that they're going to throw the swoosh under the bus and not Fanatics for the latest jersey debacle. Finally, somebody saying something publicly about the disaster, the see-through pants, the ripping pants, the
tiny
stupid-looking pants and jerseys. Everything about them has been poorly received, and the MLB Players Union is saying that, and I quote, that Nike is innovating something that didn't need to be innovated.
Hear, hear. And look, that's pretty damning right there. That, you know, when you're innovating something that doesn't need innovating. Baseball players, more than any other sport, are creatures of habit.
And superstition.
And they don't, like, the uniforms hadn't been changed in decades. Yeah. They didn't have a problem with them. They didn't like the changes that they made to him, making them see-through, where I don't think anybody wants to have see-through. But what I find interesting is that the players' union goes right at Nike instead of Fanatics, which made the cheap-ass uniforms to begin with, right? Like, Nike outsourced these uniforms, and what they're finally doing is saying, no, Nike needs a little bit of culpability here, because they're the ones that made these new designs, air quotes there, and then Fanatics is the one that produced them. The lettering on the back of jerseys is the worst part.
Yeah, little tiny letters.
Yeah, I don't care about the pants ripping and see-through pants because I don't have to wear them. But you know what? I have to look at those stupid jerseys all the time.
Yeah,
and they look awful.
And two of the most historic jerseys in baseball that haven't been touched or changed in the Cardinals and Dodgers both had their scripts and lettering changed, and it looks dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
And this isn't just me being Cardinals fan. It's just like it's like changing the pinstripes on a Yankee jersey. It's like you don't do that. Like, if a team wants to change something, fine. But like, they had to change the design on the jersey to make it actually work.
What I don't understand, though, is the fact that they're saying that they're going to make these changes by 2025.
Yeah, they've already spent the money on it, and they're not going to be cheap. Or they're going to be cheap.
Why? Just take your medicine. Nobody likes them this year. Is it really that hard?
Yeah, because they have those orders already spun out months in advance.
Really that hard?
Because they're having not to excuse it. The supply chain stuff of this is like, these jerseys are probably ordered 18 months ago, and they're going through the process of wherever they're coming from, Sri Lanka, China, wherever, and they're probably already underway, and you can't just stop that.
I think you can. I think that they have enough jerseys, because there are already teams that have just... Who was it the other day that they didn't... Fanatics didn't have the order in, so they just wore their uniforms from last year.
Which is like, that's what Major League Baseball should do. They should just wear their stuff from last year.
Yeah, then go ahead with it. They were all Nike anyways. Yeah. Just continue to do it.
The problem is, what did teams do with it all?
Burn it, because nobody's going to buy it.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the old stuff. Do all the teams have their old stuff?
Oh, well.
Probably not.
I mean, I really don't think it's that hard for them to find. Because you know what is better than what they're wearing right now?
Anything.
Anything that high schools and colleges are wearing. Yeah. And there's plenty of those around. Yeah. Because it's not good. It's not a good look.
It looks terrible.
Yeah,
it does. On every front.
It does.
I'm surprised that Major League Baseball is throwing Nike under the bus here and not Fanatics. Fanatics is escaping culpability. But then
this
again,
is the Players Association.
Yes,
because
not Major League Baseball.
Fanatics was initially thrown under the bus by MLB. The Players Association's going back at Nike. And look, outsourcing the production to Fanatics,
not great,
is a huge part of
it. Yes.
It's a huge part of it, too. And so, and who's responsible for that? Nike.
Yes. So, it's all an interesting spot where the business of sports, where it's outside of salary players and stuff like that, it still matters.
That's right. That's right. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got a big, big show tomorrow. We had too much today. Like, we didn't even get everything in today. We're gonna get it all in tomorrow.
Oh, we have so much left.
We got some potential elimination games in the NBA playoffs tonight as the Thunder can take out the brooms against the Pelicans while the Lakers, their season may mercifully end at the hands of the Nuggets. And we have a 2-1 series with the Celtics and the Heat.
If you are a Trailblazers fan, root for all of the chaos in the sense of sweeps and early season because if teams have to make decisions, guys get moved. The more chaos, the more that the Trailblazers can be involved in different transactions.
Moving dudes.
So there you go.
Human trafficking. Mm. Oh, no. Trades.
No, that too.
Trades.
I mean, one hand and the other.
All right. Up next, you got primetime. No Isaac. No soup.
No Buck.
No Buck. It's Will, Rashad, and Schulte for you. 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears next. This has been Danny Dusty. We'll see you tomorrow right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Whoever's touching it is in deep trouble.
It just hits you like all the way in the back of your mouth hard.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.